It was so cool and measured and unanswerable that I could have wept with relief. But Buck just sneered at him.
Oh, yeah? I know about the courts. I guess I do. I've been to court before. I'll believe that, says Lincoln. Yeah? You're a mighty fancy goddamn legal beanpole, ain't you, though? Well, I'll tell you something, mister. I know about courts and writs and all, and if I take damn runaways nice and quiet, we don't have no trouble with no courts nor nothing. And afterwards, well, I reckon I'll answer right smart for any inconvenience caused here tonight. But I ain't being fobbed by smart talk. They're coming with me.
And he pushed his rifle forward a trifle.
You'll just take him, says Lincoln. By force.
Is that so?
You bet. I reckon the courts won't worry me none either. We'll have done justice, see?
God, I thought we were finished. I heard Cassie moan in despair. Then Lincoln laughed.
So that's your case, is it, Mr. Buck Robinson's my...
Buck will do.
That's your style, is it, Buck? Brute force and talk about it afterwards. Well, it has its logic, I suppose. But do you know, Buck... I don't like it. No, sir. I don't give a damn, Mr. Smart, Buck spat. Get out of my way.
I see, says Lincoln, not moving.
Well, I've put my case to you, in fair terms, and you've answered admirably, after your own lights. And since you won't listen to reason, and believe that might is right, well, I'll just have to talk in your terms, won't I? So, you stand aside, mister, shouts Buck. Now I'm warning you fair. And I'm warning you, Buck.
Lincoln's voice was suddenly sharp.
Oh, I know you, I reckon. You're a real hard-barked Kentucky boy. Own brother to the smallpox, weaned on snake juice and grizzly hide, aren't you? You've killed more niggers than the dysentery, and your grandma can lick any white man in Tennessee. You talk big, step high, and do what you please, and if any legal beanpole gets in your way, you'll cut him right down to size, won't you just? He's not a practical man, is he? But you are, Buck. When you've got your gang at your back. Yes, sir. You're a practical man, all right.
Buck was red-faced and furious, but Lincoln went on in the same hard voice.
So am I, Buck. And more. For the benefit of any shirt-tailed chaw bacon with a big mouth, I'm a Hoosier boy from Indiana myself, and I've put down better men than you just by spitting teeth at 'em. If you doubt it, come ahead. You want these people. You're gonna take 'em? All right, Buck. You try it. Just try it.